All right, good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to see each and every one of you, full house. Patience. We were talking about patience last Sunday, and we really didn't get down much to patience, but we just got to have patience to get down to patience. We're patiently waiting, but remember, patience, we don't have to turn to it. Can y'all see it over there? You see it okay? Can y'all see it back there okay? Everybody see it all right? For your older ones in the back? Oh, Joyce. Yeah, the older one in the back. Oh, she said me. Huh? Today? What is this? One of y'all? Okay, Joyce. We're the same age for just a little while. All right? Just a little while. 54. Now, I don't look 54. I look a lot younger than that. But Joyce now, on the other hand.
Patience with God.
Yeah, patience. Yeah, patience with the people. So, yeah, we're 54 now. So, the other day I was thinking, kind of funny, but June and I do surveys online, and eRewards does a survey. Well, most of the time the survey begins with, what's your birth date or what's your age? And they have a bracketed age. It's not exactly. They want, you know, from 44 to 49 and then from 50 to 54. Well, next year I'll be in that 55 to 60 bracket that they have out there. And I'm like, man, no, I don't want to do that. So anyway, but if the Lord tarries, I want to have another birthday. You know, I want Joyce to continue to be older than me for a little while anyway. But 2 Peter verse 1, let's read the scripture and get started. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So that's what we're talking about. And last week we spoke a good bit on life and temperance. Listen, it's just a journey, and it's something that Peter didn't get. Like overnight, he worked on it. The very one that says being born again, Peter did there. Being born again by the incorruptible word of God. The problem with a lot of people, because you see that scripture says being born again by the incorruptible word of God. See, a lot of people are listening to corruptible word. And you can't get perfected by corruptible word. It has to be the incorruptible word of God. So you've got to figure out where the corruptible word is and where the incorruptible word is. And thereby, I don't think you can go up the statue of a perfect man with corruptible word. Because it's a statue of a perfect man. It's you know, the fivefold ministry is for the perfecting of the saints. It's to make you perfect or complete. So you have to make that choice where that is. Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, temperance patience, patience godliness. So we'll stop right there. And then you want godliness, brotherly kindness. And then we looked at the word. The word patience means enduring. The last one is the one I want that we really, a patient enduring. You see those ings? That's an ongoing process, enduring. Paul says run the race, enduring to the end, sustaining. How are you going to get sustained? Sitting at home, not coming to church, sitting at home, not listening to the prophet or listening to, you know, Brother Dale or whoever, you know, to get your sustaining, you know, we fill our bellies up every day. What about our spiritual belly? You know, I mean, but that has a lot to do with patience. Because everybody wants this. Everybody wants this. Remember, I told you that power without character is satanic. You may have the power. The new birth is the power of God. Bible says the power of God unto salvation. All right? So there's the power of God. You have the power of God at the new birth, but not saying that Brother Brown wasn't saying that you're satanic if you try to use the gift, but that power without character, you're going to always use wrong because you're going to lean to your virtue, your knowledge, human, your temperance, which short fuse, long fuse, doesn't matter. When the bomb goes off, it's the same thing. It's a mess. If it's a short, right? If it's a short fuse or a long fuse, when the bomb goes off, it's a mess. So it really doesn't matter whether you have a short fuse or a long fuse. We were born with a fuse, all right? And we've got to sustain and perseverance. Perseverance is just keep on, keep going, and keep fighting. Man, this is a battle. You know that. You're not just going to get up that statue of a perfect man just by who you are. Okay? Or your birthright, except for one. That's the new birthright. All right? But not by your own doings. Have long patience. Bear long. Suffer long. Be long-suffering. Patiently endure. To be of a long spirit. Not to lose heart. That's what happens. Remember the seed that was sown? Remember the seed was sown? The plant came up, but the Bible says it withered and blew away because it didn't take root. Remember, the winds come by and blew it away. All right? What did they do? They let the world and the things of the world get a hold of them. Be of long spirit, not to lose heart. To persevere patiently and bravely in enduring misfortunes and troubles. And I'm sure we all can attain to that. To be patient in bearing the offenses and injuries of others. Because we're going to read in a minute, first thing Brother Brown said to be patient with was God. Then patient with, there's no way that you need to be patient of yourself. You know what you are, but you have to be patient with others. You know, you can make yourself mad. You understand what I'm saying? But that's okay. To me, I don't mind, you know, if you say, well, you big dummy. But when you call Brother Bob a big dummy, that's the difference. You understand what I mean? I mean, you call yourself, hey, why'd you do that? You know, you dummy or whatever. That's yourself. But be patient with a brother. When he makes the same mistake you made, do you say, hey, big dummy to him, you know, or her? Or whatever. You put the word in there you want to. Be patient in bearing the offenses and injuries of others. It's wonderful to have patience with somebody when they're the same as you are. But when they're contrary to you, that's where the patience comes in. Because remember, Jesus told us the greatest commandment was to love our neighbor as ourself. And then love our brother as ourself. You know, that's hard to do. I mean, we all love ourselves. But can you love somebody that's contrary to you as much as you do yourself? Had an experience yesterday, and I'll tell you about it next Sunday. We won't talk about it today, but it's just something that come to my heart, an experience just for me. Nobody else knew about it, just for me. But you got to realize these things, and you got to see that what you got to do is you got to bear. What did Brother Brown say? Now, Brother Brown, what if prayer line would have come up and he would have said, oh, there's nothing wrong with you, but just a little bit of this and that, go on. He took every case and he was patient. He analyzed every case. You're from certain town. You're from here. He saw the whole thing going on. He could have just said, you got cancer. No, he was getting an atmosphere. He was being patient. What did Brother Brown say that woman did that they had the baby? She prayed for the baby. He said that mother entered in. She entered into the spirit of that other mother to pray for the baby. That's why you sisters, when we have somebody come up for prayer and they stay long in the sanctuary, you need to go up there and pray with them. Because you know, I can't pray for an infirmary you have as a female that I don't have. And I don't mean just female trouble. That means y'all are just wired different than us. Jacob and I were talking about the other day about he's been married a year now, and he's figuring out the wiring ain't the same. And he says, they're just different. I said, I told you that before you got married. They're just, and you are, but you know what? You can enter into that. I've never been a mother, so if a baby's sick, you can enter into that, okay? But that's being patient, bearing the offense. In other words, bearing the burden of others, all right? be patient, and injuries of others, to be mild and slow to punish. And ye shall be hated of all men. Here we go with some scriptures. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your soul. Alright? You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. You'd think that was probably temperance. But that's patience. It's having patience. On who? God. To do what he said to do. Remember, you come to this analogy, and the analogy is that you may be called up before government. We may be called up before government. I mean, the Bible says we might. But see, if you're called up before government, in other words, don't sit down the day before and study what you're going to say. Because you're going to get it wrong. You're going to do your own thing. You understand what I'm saying? But in patience, you sit there and wait on God. He said, I'll tell you what to say. I'll tell you what to say. Well, see, when he tells you what to say, then what will we do? We have patience. We wait on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Then now Romans 5, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation. Paul should know that, shouldn't he? That poor old guy was beaten, stoned, and they about stoned him to death one time, and they beat him with, 39 lashes or whatever it was right before he killed him, and nobody liked that guy. But you know what? He didn't spend half the Bible lashing out at his critics. He didn't. I mean, he would make little snippets and say, hey, you know, you this or this or this or this, but he didn't spend a whole lot of time. Well, bless God. You know, even David, we were reading there. You look, David said, my enemies have compassed me. My enemies have done it, but I look to you, Lord. I look to you, Lord. And he didn't even have a new birth. He just had patience with God because of his countenance, his demeanor. And patience, and not only but we go in tribulation, know that tribulation worketh patience. So you're going to have to go through. Let me warn you, if you haven't already, you're going to go through tribulation to find out if you got patience. All right? So it's going to happen. And patience, experience, and experience hope. So there's a broad range of what's going on here with patience. Because to me, patience is a key, because look how close you're getting up in the pyramid. You know, you're up number 4 there in patience. And man, you're right there at godliness. And then brotherly kindness. So you're packing it in. But I think patience, to me, just to me personally, temperance and patience are the two things that are key, because they're right there in the middle. You know, it's kind of like going to, you know, you got first quarter, second quarter, halftime, and then at halftime you prepare everything for the next 2 quarters. You know, so we're preparing. If you got temperance and patience, that's preparing you to propel you on up to godliness and brotherly kindness. Because, you know, you run well, faith, virtue, knowledge is good. Faith, virtue, knowledge, but you got to have temperance. What I'm saying, knowledge is kind of, you can get that on your, what you understand what I'm saying? You can get that on, in other words, you can experience stuff for yourself. You can read the Word of God yourself. But now, temperance is around you. What's around you? You got it? Knowledge is you and God. You understand what I'm saying? Virtue is you and God, but it goes out to other people. But now temperance is coming back at you. Patience is coming back at you. But see, godliness and brotherly kindness then, though, is what goes out from you. So you see what I'm saying? God starts you real slow, and he says, okay, I'm going to work on you, and I'm going to give you virtue. Going to come out. Now, knowledge is going to come out because it's what I give you. But now temperance and patience is what's going to bombard you this way. It's what's going to come in here and beat you to death. Then see, godliness is what you portray out. Brotherly kindness is what you portray out. Love is what you portray out. So to me, temperance and patience is kind of a key in there that you're going to be tested and tried. Okay? Go ahead. Correct. That is correct. It's really, temperance and patience to me are the ones that are so close together, you can call them both, because even it says right there that in patience possess ye your soul. You know, and all these things in patience. Temperance and patience, like I said, they go really hand in hand, because it's what happens to you externally. Have you ever thought about that? Look at the statue of a perfect man. Faith is an internal work. Virtue is an internal work that shows out, right? You got to have virtue before it can go out. Knowledge, you got to have knowledge before it can go out. But now temperance is somebody, what they're doing to you. Patience is what somebody's doing to you. Now godliness is what you got going out, because you're showing to be like God. All right? And then brotherly kindness is what you show. It's not what they're doing, it's what you're doing. Temperance and patience to me, though, is a key. We really, you know, we spend a good bit of time on temperance, but we can flip-flop back and forth with temperance and patience. And not just be patient. Listen, being patient is not just somebody like Sister Barbara. That's just human. She's just got human patience. You understand what I mean? She's got godly patience, I believe. But inside of her is just a patience that, for her to work with the children she works with, and for her to be around a bunch of us loudmouths and be able to control herself and be able to, you know, and you understand what I mean? You understand? I mean, and look at all the situations in her life, and, you know, she's just not, it's just the calm, you know, and it's, and I enjoy that. I really do. I wish I was that way a lot of times, but, and y'all do too, I'm sure. We can all say amen together. Amen. Okay. Sure. Yep. Well, hey, if you look at the Pope, he would seem godly. Read scriptures every day. You understand what I mean? He doesn't drink, smoke, cuss, never had a wife. All these things you'd think, well, he's the closest to Jesus, but yet he's the absolute Antichrist. So here we go. You got to show it a little bit better than what the Pope said. But it, like I've always said, these are virtues that reflect back from the Word of God. You know, it's got to come from the Word. It's got to be a revelation. It's got to be a change. It's got to be a change. And you can't go to any motivational seminar. You can't get it preached into you. You can get it preached, and then you receive it. But Brother Branham said, you know, preach patience till they get patience. You just keep preaching it, and the people will somewhere, they'll click, and everybody's not going to get it at the same time. We've been through the Statue of a Perfect Man here at this church 3 or 4 times, and every time we go over it, maybe it'll jack us up to a higher level and make us a little bit more aware, because all I can do is make you aware that you got a problem, and I got a problem. I'm just making you aware of that, you know. The Lord's going to have to say, hey, this is where you need to work on it at, and it's going to come from experience, all right? All this is going to be experience, because remember we read the scripture, it says life and godliness. So it's life and what you do in your Christian life. We desire that every one of you do show the same diligence. And what's that? Perseverance. Diligence and perseverance is the same thing. Because look at us. We've been here now 50 years, almost, since Brother Branham's been gone. 2015 will be 50 years. The prophet will be gone. 50 years, and we're still here. Got people that can't even understand things out there that, you know, you preach to them and they look at you like with a blank look on their face. And it's something that they're in this church, we amen and know what the preacher's talking about. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. So, but you got to have patience. God did. He had patience with you, so we got to have patience with others. You know, everybody can't get to the same level, and everybody can't do the same thing you do. We're all different. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence. So you got to show it, all right? To the full assurance of hope unto the end. So let's keep on going. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And boy, was Abraham one of them. Now, Abraham waited 25 years. And he got worse. It wasn't like God came to him at 15 years old and said, you're going to have a child, and then here he is, you know, 30 or 45 or whatever. And I can still have a kid. No, he come to him at 75. And he was able to have one, like Daddy's been talking about, you know, with Hagar, but not the promised child. And then he had to wait on a little bit further. He had to wait on till it was totally impossible for Abraham to have any thought in his mind that he can naturally produce this baby. That's the same thing God wants with these virtues. When you can't humanly produce them, that's when God says, okay, I'll give them to you now. Right? When you can't humanly, because remember, when you humanly produce it, it's like what Mom said. When you humanly produce it, it's just you living a good virtuous life. I mean, there's a lot of people live good virtuous life. There's a lot of people who's going to come up to the Lord, remember, and the scripture says, have I not done this and this and this and this and this and this, cast out devils and spoke in tongues and preached the gospel and all these things? He said, depart from me, I never knew you. In other words, you were built on your own ability and not mine. All right? For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured. Now, God may come down and give you a promise just like that. But most of the time, you know, if you're going to have patience, you got to wait for something. Right? He obtained the promise. Hebrews 12 and 1. We got the scriptures last week. Let's get through them and get to a couple of quotes. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, excuse me, let us lay aside every weight, and a sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. James 1, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into many temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James 5 and 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth. Now, who's the husbandman? Christ, Jesus Christ. Waiteth for me and you to grow up. Isn't that what it's saying? It's waiting for me and you to grow up. Because we're the fruit on the vine, right? For the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early latter rain, which we know we're in the latter rain now, the harvest part. Be ye also patient, James 5. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Now that was 2,000 years ago. What about today? Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and tender mercy. Now let's read here in Statute of a Perfect Man. Paragraph 228. When your knowledge is like his knowledge, I come to do thy will, O God, say, with the Father's word, he defeated every devil. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word will not, see. When you got that kind of knowledge, it'll vulcanize with your faith. When you got the right kind of temperance, like he had, it'll vulcanize. If you haven't, just a man-made, halfway, soused-up belief or temperance, oh, I ought to slap him down, but maybe I better not, because they might put my name in the paper about it. How many of us are guilty of that? Silence in the room. I didn't hear somebody say, no, that wasn't me. I never thought about doing that. Well, you're a liar. That ain't the kind of temperance he's talking about. Don't try to add that. It won't work. But when you can really, with a sweetness from your heart, forgive every man, hold your peace, shut up, let it be gone. See, then it'll vulcanize. See, let it be gone. In other words, let it go. All right? Didn't Paul tell us one time that we wrestle to our own destruction? Somebody does. Somebody in the New Testament said we wrestle. We wrestle with things we can't do one thing about. Nothing. I can't save my kids, but I can try to have enough virtue that one day they'll catch a hold of it. That's all you can do. You can add that to your faith. One day I'm going to have to help Daddy on that, because when he says W-H-E-W, he goes, wee. That's not wee, that's whew. Our brother Ryan will go, whew. You hear him on the tape, he'll go, whew. Not wee. Listen, no wonder the church is so short. Isn't that right? No wonder I'd say repent and be baptized. The Bible says the name of Jesus Christ. And strict Trinitarian don't believe that, said that'll Antichrist. He's a Jesus name. He's Jesus only. Look out, boy. I don't know about your temperance right now. See, he's linking temperance and patience almost right here together. Of course, they are together, but watch him right here. Where was it? Brother Branham, let's reason this together. I'd like to hear this explained, see? Then come down and listen to it. Then it's put right before you, and then you walk away. Well, get to that just in a few minutes in godliness. But when you fly loose, want to jump at every conclusion, now that's not having patience, right? That's not having temperance or patience. All right? That's not it. See, you haven't got Bible temperance yet when you do that. How to answer back. Then if you got all this, you can add this to your faith. Now he gets into it. And then fourthly, we'll read a couple quotes and then we'll go upstairs. It's a little bit full today, so we'll get up there and not stir around so much. Then after that, fourthly, you want to add patience to your faith. If you've got faith, it worketh patience, the Bible says. So this is patience. Now, that's the next thing that's going to build this stature, you know. God has got real material in his building. See how short we are, brother, sister? See why? Where we're at? Yes, sir. We have glory. We've had that for 50 years. We have shouts and things. We've had that 50 years because we got faith. We've got power. This is the power. And then with the message. Man, that's the power of God. All right? So what are we doing with it, though? Are we just having faith? Because right here he says, we have glory, we have shouts and things, because we got faith. So we got the new birth. He said, we got faith. Faith is new birth, all right? But when we come down to these things here, God can't build us into that stature. See, he can't. He can't. Well, God can. No, God can't do what you won't let him do. He won't override. I mean, even though you got faith and got the new birth, he's timid. He's not going to override your free moral agency. He's not going to say, I'm just going to give you patience. No. That's contrary to the Bible. All right? That's why I believe that, and Buster will probably see this, but the brother across here in this church over here, that's what he said when he told me he'd been watching these, and he said, I thought you got them when you was born again. He said, that's contrary to the Bible, in other words. He said, I see you have to add these afterwards. Well, he's trying to get them, and that's good. That's good. Get them into a shape where they can receive something, you know. We understand that. Could be in a different group, you know. Different group, foolish virgin or whatever. But when we come down to these things, God can't build us into that stature. See, he can't. He can't make us up to that kind of place. We got all these other things. We fall, slide off it. See, he can't build his church. Why can't he build his church? He said he was going to. Because somebody's going to. Somebody's going to take it and go with it. All right? Now, Brother Brown says, patience with what? This is paragraph 233, Statue of a Perfect Man. What kind of patience? First thing is have patience with God. If you got real, genuine faith, you'll have real, genuine patience because faith worketh patience. When God says anything, you believe it. That's all. You got patience. But now then we go and start trying to figure stuff out. All right? Say, well, I asked him last night to heal me and I'm just as sick tomorrow. Oh, my. What patience? I run past my quote. God told Abraham, and 25 years later, there wasn't even one sign. He was still believing. He was patient with God. Uh-huh. Put him always before you. Let him be the next crossing thing. You can't cross him, so just keep him before you. He said so, it's going to happen. So keep him before you, that's right. Noah had patience. Noah had real godly patience. God said, I'm going to destroy the world with rain. And Noah preached 125 years. Plenty of patience. Not even dew fell from heaven. Wasn't nothing. See, it's not that it's rain. There was no such thing as rain. And we must use this analogy the same way with, there's never been a body change like, you know, listen to what I'm saying, like we're taking today. So when we talk about a body change, it's just like Noah telling the people it's going to rain. If you tell somebody you're going to take a body change, they go, what? We're going to have a body change? You know, nominal people. And even people in the message. Yeah, we're going to have a body change, but how do you get there? You got to know how to get there. Plenty of patience. Not even dew fell from heaven. Wasn't nothing. Just as dusty as it ever was for 120 years. But he was patient. Then God tries your patience. After he told, that's right, God tries them. Now what happened? What happened with old Noah? We'll stop right here. What happened with Noah? He preached 120 years. Finally, he got all the animals in the ark. God told him to go in the ark. God shut the door. Did it start raining right then? 7 days they sat in that ark. Got worse and worse. Symptoms got worse. You probably could hear them out there and say, oh, no, what's wrong? Isn't it going to rain? You hear rocks, probably throwing rocks, you know, a bunch of unbelievers. He told Noah, said, Noah, I want you to go ahead and get in the ark. I'm going to run the animals in there, and I want you to get in. Climb up, way upstairs now, so you can look out, top window. Now, I want you to get in there. I want you to tell these people tomorrow what I've been preaching for 120 years is going to take place, all right? You go down there and tell them. But we'll stop right there. But you remember what happened? Remember his daughter comes up and says, Noah, what? Daughter-in-law said, Noah, what? It's going to rain. 7 days he had to wait inside that ark. But you know what? Noah knew that if God shut that door. See, you that's what you got to look at little experiences. Noah couldn't physically shut that door himself. So if God shut the door, it was going to happen. It's going to happen. So it's going to happen. The body change is going to happen. We just got to be able to get there. So we'll start right here next Sunday. Lord bless you. Get up. Be quiet and easy going upstairs. Bless you, babe.
You know, the problem is that we don't realize we have patience
right.
Until mm-hmm. We get what you have. Waiting for.
Well, you've got all the virtues in you when you're born again.
Right.
You've just got them all bound down. And all God's trying to do is saying, hey, I give you this when I started.
Faith, bottom line is whether you believe or not.
Right. So faith is the bottom line.